the argument teaching to the test, and the pressure on kids, because, you know, not every kid is the same. Not every kid fits neatly into every bucket. The flip side of that is the curriculum that they're being tested on is supposed to be baked into the curriculum of what we're teaching our kids. Number one. Number two is I do think we need a measurement tool. And if there's something ready to go in its place, I'd certainly entertain that. But at this point, I'm voting no, because I just think we need the measurement place. And when you look at the numbers statewide, there's not a lot of kids that don't get through it. I'm voting no. In fact, I'm voting no on all five.
Oh, is that right?
When in doubt, vote no.
Well, there are a wide variety of issues on the polls, everything from auditing the state legislature to legalizing psychedelic substances.
That's another big money deal. I'm concerned about that. We saw that happen with marijuana, that one concerns me. And, of course, number five, I have a daughter who waitresses, and she's, Dad, you can't vote for that. This is going to really mess things up for waitresses and waiters. And that one, that got imported from California. This woman who drives that has done it in other places. Washington, D.C., they did it, and a number of restaurants ended up closing. It's not the be-all, end-all that people think it is. So. I hope people read the book that comes out by the Secretary of State. That is very helpful.
Yes, and it's very time-consuming, so definitely study it carefully, and a good idea to write down your answers before you go to the polls. You'll be there all day if you don't.
Yeah, sure.
So sure. There are a couple of local races. Congressman Lynch has a challenger. Representative Chan, of course, has a challenger. So a couple of local races that folks should pay attention to as well.
Yes, indeed. Right? You know, we are Massachusetts. And where, you know, you're voting for president's almost a waste, you know, in a sense, because we're just taking for granted, because the state always goes Democrat. So when you have a high turnout in the presidential, that helps down the ballot big time. So not that Steve Lynch needs to help down the ballot, because he's an outstanding congressman. He works it every day. So I don't see the Republicans picking anything up.
Yeah, and of course the race for the senior Senate seat as well in Massachusetts. So a couple of things to watch for sure today.
Indeed. Again, I think because of the presidential race, I just think that it's a struggle for Republican. I don't know. I've observed. I'm not a huge fan of Elizabeth Warren, you know, but this guy hasn't shown me much either. He just doesn't seem to really connect people in Massachusetts. So I don't know what I'm going to do on that one.
Okay. Polls are open till 8 o'clock this evening, and all 31 precincts here in Quincy, and things should go smoothly. The city clerk's office is an outstanding machine when it comes to elections. They really are.
They do an outstanding job. They truly do. And congratulations to Nicole, Joe Note, and the entire team. They really work very hard, and they have a lot of people they bring in during this time that people come in, work part-time, and help them. They all do outstanding work, so shouldn't be any issues with the voting in Quincy tonight, yep. The tallying.
For sure. And we'd invite folks to tune in here at QATV to our election coverage beginning at 8 p.m. We want to show folks how their city voted today, so we'll do our best to do that.
Shameless plug, Joe.
Yeah, of course. going to be a very special Veterans Day kind of weekend in Quincy this weekend, Mayor, right?
Yes, indeed. We're going to be dedicating the new monument in Mount Wollaston on Saturday the 9th at 10 a.m. It's open to the public. There are seven names on that monument that have died in service: the Persian Gulf, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Global War on Terror. And we're certainly going to be honoring the Gold Star families. And then those veterans from that era we've invited, and I believe we got about 250 that have signed on that will be there on Saturday, so we can honor them as well. It's really their time. City has spent a lot of effort with the help of Larry Norton and Tommy Belinder and a group of guys honoring the Vietnam vets, because they never really got a truly welcome home. But we seem to have dealt with that pretty well, and even the Vietnam vets tell me it's time to honor these men and women who have served during this era. So, as you know, at Mount Wollaston, we have monuments to each of the battles since the Civil War right up through, and we felt it's time for honoring this group of dedicated veterans.
Yeah, has the monument already been installed?
Monument's installed. It will be unveiled on Saturday.
Very good. And then, of course, the annual parade on Monday, right?
Yes, which covers all veterans. Yes, that'll hopefully. I haven't looked at the long range, but hopefully the weather will be good for everything. Yes, we have an outstanding speaker, a gentleman from Quincy Point, served in the Army a long time. To get his rank, I don't know if he's a colonel, but Mr. Kroll, actually uncle to Brad Kroll, the former Wood counselor.
Yep.
He's got quite a resume and quite a story, so looking forward to his comments.
Very nice. That's, let's see, Monday at, I think it's 11 a.m. that parade begins.
I think it kicks off at, meet at 10:30 or kick off at 10:30?
Meets at 10:30, that's right, yep.
Yeah, okay, behind Quincy High School.
Yes.
Then goes down Hancock to the statue.
Yep, very good.
In Marymount Park.
Then after that, Mayor, it's all holiday all the time.
Indeed, the troops are working hard. We have our outside vendors, we have our city folks working very hard on putting together what is always a very welcome Christmas and holiday display for families of the city and beyond. People come from all over to see it. It is pretty special, and we're proud of that. It's become a great tradition in this city, so looking forward to those activities as always.
The word about town is that there's going to be a little preview of Quincy 400 in this year's Christmas parade. Is that true?
Well, that's a vicious rumor going on about that. I wouldn't bet against it.
Ah, okay. So, not to be missed. I did notice the Quincy 400 website has been completely revamped, so it sounds like things are starting to gear up.
Indeed. We're ready to come out of that starting gate. So, again, a lot of good people working on that as well. It's difficult trying to pin things down a year in advance. There's certain things that's easy. There's other things that you're dependent on people's commitments and all. It's a challenge, but it's going to be quite a show next year for the people of Quincy.
Yeah, I know one thing you'd really hope to get going next year was the groundbreaking for the Adams Presidential Center. Do you think that will happen?
I don't think there'll be a groundbreaking, but I think there'll be a lot more to talk about, a lot more definitive plans.
All right, we will look forward to that. Anything else we should let folks know about right now, Mayor?
I think we got it covered, Joe.
Happy Election Day.
You too. Enjoy.
Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.